You're listening to SBS News.
World leaders have met at a United Nations conference to discuss strategies for global economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. It comes as the number of cases worldwide reaches more than 5.7 million and the death toll surpasses 358,000. More than 50 heads of state attended, either in person or online, including Germany's Angela Merkel, Britain's Boris Johnson, and France's Emmanuel Macron. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness co-hosted the meeting, which included representatives from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the private sector. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres is urging global unity amid the crisis.
The pandemic has demonstrated our fragility. Despite all the technological and scientific advances of recent decades, we are in an unprecedented human crisis because of a microscopic virus. We need to respond with unity and solidarity. And the key aspect of solidarity is financial support.
Mr. Guterres warns of dire consequences if urgent action is not taken, including widespread hunger and famine, 60 million more people in extreme poverty, 1.6 billion people without livelihoods, and a hit to global output of more than $12 trillion. He is calling for economic measures such as debt relief for middle-income and developing countries, not just the world's least developed nations. Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Moore-Motley, says countries in her region are struggling to cope with the economic fallout.
We have many middle-income countries in our region and, in fact, among the small states of the world. And many of us are excluded from access to concessional funding, even in the midst of this pandemic, when we need access to money to boost our health systems more than ever, when we need access to credit to be able to offset the dislocation that has come from zero revenue from tourism, zero revenue from air travel.
The race for a COVID-19 vaccine may be close to an end, with several drug companies optimistic they are close to a breakthrough. More than 100 labs around the world are currently working on a vaccine, with 10 reportedly in the clinical trial phase. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is trialling several vaccines in Europe and the United States and hopes one will be ready by October. AstraZeneca, which is developing a potential vaccine with the University of Oxford, says it could be rolled out by the end of the year. The company's chief executive, Pascal Sorio, cautions it will be a challenge.
Now, the problem we will all have, I think, is we are running against time a little bit because we see already in Europe the disease is declining. It's still going in the UK because the UK started later, still going in the US. But very soon the disease intensity, if you will be low and it will become difficult. So we have to move very quickly.
Meanwhile, more countries are seeing a further lifting of coronavirus restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced lockdown will be eased from the 5th of June, allowing up to 6 people to meet outside and schools to gradually reopen. Mr. Johnson says it will mean Britons are able to see their friends and family, hold barbecues and visit outdoor retailers and car showrooms. The Prime Minister is praising the public for obeying the rules, ensuring the government's criteria for reopening has been met.
I cannot and will not throw away all the gains we have made together. And so the changes we are making are limited and cautious. It's thanks to the caution we've shown so far that all 5 tests are being met. And that's not my achievement or the government's achievement. It is your achievement.
In France, restaurants, bars and cafes will be permitted to open from the 2nd of June, provided a 1 metre distance is maintained and staff wear face masks. However, eateries in high-risk orange zones, such as Paris, will only be able to open outdoor terraces. Bistro owner Alain Fontaine says it's good news for Parisians, for whom dining out is a way of life.
It's easy to bet that Parisians will rush to terraces starting Tuesday. It's a need. As the Prime Minister said, it's a lifestyle, so it's an extraordinary need. They will rush to the terraces. Then I heard that even for green zones, customers could not stay standing by the bar. But the bar, be it in Paris or in the provinces, it's even the symbol for life in the city. We go to stand by the bar to speak with others.
Students in low-risk green zones will also return to school on Tuesday, while a ban on travelling more than 100 kilometres will be lifted. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.